Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
This is Pastor Shane, and then today's nugget for Friday here at the end of the week, I'm going to talk on the subject of caution. That's what I'm calling this nugget. I've been studying through 1 and 2 Kings in the Bible, and it's amazing to me of all the kings that did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. And I've studied through this several times. It still seems today that many haven't learned from the biblical history the cautions of what has happened for wrongdoing without repentance. And so the prophet Joel looks out and observes more than just a plague of locusts. He sees the gathering clouds of God's judgment on the world. And in the Old Testament book of Joel, we read where God is sending this plague upon His own people. And so the Lord speaks through Joel to His people in a word of caution here that is, this terrible day has not yet arrived. He cautions that there is still time to repent and get right with God. And so in Joel chapter 2, let's look at two verses, 12 and 13. It reads this way. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. You know, the point is, the Lord God urged the people to repent with authentic sincerity. With all your heart, and rend your heart, and not your garments, accompanied by fasting and weeping and mourning. You know, repentance is always the desire of the Lord. And although this was written some 200 years prior to the Lord Jesus coming to earth, I want you to know today, my friend, this caution is still relevant in the 21st century. The day of the Lord is upon all of us. I've had people asking me, do you think this eclipse has something to do with the Lord coming back? Listen, I can't tell you when Jesus is coming back. I don't know. Even Jesus, Christ Himself, sitting at the right hand of God Almighty, that part of the triune God, doesn't even know the hour or the day. What I do know is, the Bible says, be you ready. I'm ready. If He were to return during an eclipse or after an eclipse or whatever, that's all great. But of course, if you're listening to this message and you're a believer, we know the eclipse has already happened. And so I can't tell you when He's going to come back. I'm ready for Him to come back. So many things going on in our world. But there's a caution here. And I want you to know the day of the Lord's upon us all. All who repent will be saved. And we must have an authentic heart toward the things of God with an authentic repentance. Rejection will result in God's wrath. But my friend, I want you to know repentance and receiving His grace will result in blessings and in eternal security. You know, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to close down. You know, last week on Friday, and let me just back up to Thursday of last week. I think it was April the 4th. A telephone call was made from the President of the United States, and this is not a political thing. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or whatever you are. A telephone was called asking Benjamin Netanyahu to cease fire. And let me tell you something. The Bible says those that bless Israel will be blessed, and those that curse Israel will be cursed. I knew the moment I heard that, well, what's it going to be? What's going to come upon America? What wrath is going to come upon America? Because that's not blessing Israel. When you pick up and think you know everything, when you don't even know what day it is, and I'm not trying to be rude, but I want you to know, my friend, within 24 hours, there was an earthquake in New York City and New Jersey that was a 4.8. Listen, every time something is done against Israel, the wrath of God is poured down within 24 hours. There's a book I've read, As America Has Done Unto Israel. John Turnham is the author. I encourage you to go get the book. Do the research for yourself. Mark my word, every time we do something against Israel, always there's something that happens within 24 hours. Whether it's the stock market crashes, an earthquake, a flood, a natural disaster, whatever. But let me tell you right now, we need to be making sure that we are right with God. Because remember, rejection will result in God's wrath, but repentance and receiving His grace will result in blessings and eternal security.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.